This is a bonus episode of Power to the Small Business, and actually, it's my brand new show, the Marketing Plan Podcast. It's the show that's designed to help you transform your business into the brand you've always dreamed it could be, using the power of marketing. My old show, Power to the Small Business, is no longer being produced, and this feed here, where you are hearing this show right now, will be going away soon. So if you like the Marketing Plan Podcast, please subscribe to it. It's in my new iTunes feed, or you can also grab the RSS feed for feed readers like Feedly. That's a lot of feeds there, isn't it? You can do that at marketingplanpodcast.com. That's marketingplanpodcast.com. And so now I present Chapter 2 of the Marketing Plan Podcast, How to Transform a Bullet Point Business into a Brand with a Story, with my 4 level 1 branding questions. Let's go.
It's time to transform your business into the brand you've always dreamed it could be. This is the Marketing Plan Podcast. On a straight line between points A and B? No way. Let's jump the tracks and get to point C with Jay Arrett, the Dean of Marketing Know-How.
If you organize your life around your passion, you can turn your passion into your story, and then turn your story into something bigger, something that matters. Blake Mikowski, founder of Tom's Shoes.
How many businesses get inspired by the founding entrepreneur's passion only to be derailed into a path of staleness between points A and B? Blake Mikowski is right. You can organize your business around your passion, and you can turn it into something bigger, something that really does matter. And since I believe that most businesses are formed around the founding entrepreneur's passion, why do we have a shortage of passionate businesses? I mean, seriously, how many companies that you do business with can you just feel their passion? How many businesses do you walk into and just connect with the passion of that business, feel it oozing out of the walls and the employees? Yeah, not that many. Businesses get so caught up in selling stuff that they've become disconnected with their entrepreneurial spirit. They've lost sight of the core ideal that sparked their passion. In Chapter 2 of the Marketing Plan Podcast, I'm going to focus on this manifestation of your passion in your business. How to connect with it, how to reveal it so that your customers feel it, and how to organize your business around it so that you can turn it into something bigger, something that matters. Now I want to connect that concept with the matching marketing term and where this fits into your marketing plan. And that term is brand. People like to believe that business operations and marketing operations are two separate functions within a business, but I don't. I've always found the greatest entrepreneurs to be great marketers at heart. And I say that because your brand and your business are not separate entities. Your brand is your business. And in this chapter of the show, I'm going to give you a plan to tear down this partition between your business and your brand, and for that matter, business and marketing operations. And to help you do that, I have a list of 4 questions that I give every business I consult and every person who enrolls in either my branding course or my Create a Marketing Plan workshop. And actually, those students get 12 questions. These 4 are what I call level 1 or freshman level questions. I put together a PDF file of these questions, and you can download them. You can download them right now, free from my podcast website, which is marketingplanpodcast.com/chapter 2. And if you're able to pause the show right now, and that's if you're not driving, you can download that PDF and then follow along as I go through the questions. So before we get into those questions, let's get a better understanding of the passion brand business relationship. In the quote I begin the show with, Blake Mikowski advises you to turn your passion into a story. And that's how I'd like for you to think of your business, as a story, because it is if you let it. And if you don't let it be a story, really your business is just a list of bullet points. So what do you think most people prefer, a good story or a list of bullet points? Let me illustrate the difference from, say, a creative design company. And you could say, if you were this creative design company, that bullet point A, we are a creative design company that, bullet point B, reinvigorates brands with strategic planning by C, putting together a lead-generating website that converts demand into customers. So that's one way you could do it. But here's Blake Mikowski's story, and I'm quoting this from an article in Forbes. While I was on vacation in Argentina in 2006, I met volunteer workers helping children get shoes by going around and collecting donations. It was very obvious to me that these children needed shoes to go to school to protect their feet. But I wanted to make sure these kids were going to get another pair of shoes when those shoes wore out, when they grew out of them. And so I thought, if I could start a business that can sustain the giving, then I can feel comfortable that these kids will get the shoes they need over and over again. That really was an aha moment for me. Most people look at problems in the third world and one word comes out, charity. But for me, the word entrepreneurship came to mind. And that's why I started TOMS as a nonprofit business with our one-for-one model. I knew that if we could get people to buy our shoes and continue to buy our shoes, that we could sustain the giving and that would solve the issue that I saw in Argentina. And you can see how that story brings the brand to life. Once you can tell a story about your business, it allows your customers to come together and have a commonality, to share thoughts, feelings, and opinions. A story gives your business life. Your story doesn't have to be dramatic or world-changing like Tom's, and it doesn't even have to have an aha moment. So keep that creative design company in mind. And I'm going to rewrite those bullet points into a short story at the end of this chapter. Now, if you've had time to download those questions, I have them here in front of me, and here are a couple of foundational concepts. So when you hear me refer to a brand or branding in future chapters of the show, this is what I mean. A brand is the emotional and psychological meeting place between your business and the customer. That means the heart and the mind. It's a person's feelings about your business. It's their thoughts and opinions about your business, not their analysis of the product or service you happen to sell, but the concept of your business. When you have a brand, people have a gut feeling about you. Those businesses that don't have a brand are described by what they sell, the product or service. With that in mind, let's get to these brand story questions, the level one branding questions. And question number one is, what is your core ideology? This is what you believe. It's your creed, what you stand for and why you exist. It's something you discover by looking inside yourself. This is not a focus group function. It's not something you invent. It's not something you can fake over a long period of time. It persists as a source of guidance and inspiration for your business. There's a quote from Jim Collins and Jerry Porras, authors of Built to Last. They say a core ideology is the most lasting and significant contribution you can make to your company. It's more important to know who you are than where you are going. My core ideology is that small businesses and entrepreneurs who create them are the backbone of the economy, the flavor of our communities, and the character of our workforce. So one business I know has this core ideology that anybody can be taught to write well, and writing opens the door of opportunity. That's a cool one. Here's another one. Life should be exciting, and we want to help make life more exciting for everyone. One car dealership organizes their business around the core ideology that family is the most important thing in life, and they incorporate that into their business. So that's question number one. What is your core ideology? What do you believe? Look inside yourself. What guides you? What inspires you? Question number two, the next question is, what are your core values? These are your timeless guiding principles. We have to have values that we use to make decisions that guide our brand. They don't require any justification from the outside world. They have intrinsic value to you, the entrepreneur. They are your core. You decide what they are. Again, not a focus group, not from outside people giving you advice. They're inside you. It's just what you believe. There's no need to put some reason behind it. And because of this, there are no universally right set of values. People sometimes get afraid to declare what they believe are their soul because they want to be accepted by the masses, and I think that's part of a culture of compliance that's evolving in our society. But unfortunately, being part of the mass does not give you a unique story, and it definitely does not create a brand. And this is where your core values come in. You only need a few values, and they will form the nucleus of your business. These are not things like teamwork, honesty, value, quality, unless you mean them in an uncommon way that is beyond what most businesses believe. So don't just say quality because that's what you believe people want. Don't just say our value is honesty because you want to be perceived as an honest business. Hey, that's the starting point of doing business anyway. And unless you display your honesty, your value, your quality in an uncommon way that nobody else does, that's not a core value, okay? It's just a starting point for doing business. One way you know you have a core value is if you would change that value in response to market changes. Or would you hold on to that value and change markets instead? If you would hold on to it, it's a core value. I'll share mine with you. Mine are the entrepreneurial spirit, self-reliance, and taking the initiative. Those are my three core values by which I operate my business and my life. Now, I've seen others like spontaneity, relentlessness, authenticity, optimism, playfulness. There are no right or wrong values. There are only your values. So identify the top 3 to 5 core values that are part of you, that are part of your soul. Go through some introspection on this, because the first thing you're going to want to do is write down the ones that I mentioned earlier that you shouldn't: honesty, value, quality, teamwork, things like that. And so you want to go ahead and write those down because obviously you want a business that embraces that. But when you get below that first surface level of values, that's where you begin to identify your uniqueness. What makes you uniquely you? Your core values. And they don't require justification. They just require that you believe in them. So go ahead and work on those core values and write them down. Identify what makes you tick. Brand question number 3 is, what is your mission? This is your reason for being or your purpose. What do you want to accomplish for your customer? What will you change in the world? Or what will you change in your industry? Or even what will you change in your life? This is the motivation for doing your work. And really, this work is never really completed, right? So it's not something like, I'm going to walk 5 miles and then it's done, right? No, your mission is something different. It's your ongoing purpose. And really, it's the external proof of your entrepreneurial soul. Now, you may have trouble defining your mission, and it's common for businesses to refer to their product as their mission. So we want to be the best creative design company in town, or we want to have the restaurant with the best food in town. When this happens, you need to start drilling down deeper into your answer. And you can do that by asking yourself what I call the drill down question. And it's not something that's really some secret. It's the question, why? Why is your drill down question? And don't just ask it of yourself one time. You might need to keep asking the drill down question until you strike oil. For example, I worked with a real estate investment brokerage that specialized in multifamily investment properties or a lot of smaller apartment complexes. They had the mission of increasing the number of deals they were able to complete. Okay, so that was their first answer. We want to do more deals. Of course, they want to do more deals. But that's not a reflection of the soul. So we asked why. And the answer was that the investors don't do as many deals as they are capable of doing. So again, we asked why. Well, the answer was things are so complicated that investors just don't have the confidence that they can get the deal done. Eventually, the real mission was to streamline the process for the investor to give them the confidence to do more deals. So rather than closing more deals, the real mission was to change the process to instill confidence. They wanted their investors to have confidence to get the deal done. And that's a story inside of a mission. So write down your first answer as your purpose or your mission, and then begin drilling down. Ask as many why questions as you need to get to that essence and the reason why you exist, your purpose for being. That's question number 3, what is your mission? Question number 4 is, what is your vision? Or this is what you will become. And so this is the envisioned future of your brand, what you aspire to achieve or create. It's something that calls for meaningful change. Now, we've been talking about this concept in the first couple chapters of the show about being on a straight line between points A and B and getting to point C. Most businesses are on a straight line of sameness between points A and B. They make little changes they think will alter their course, but not really, because those are the little changes that everybody else is making. Everybody else is looking at the same tools, the same tactics, the same experts as you, and all they're doing is adding this tool, adding this tactic, and thinking it's going to change their business. But it's not. So if you envision a different future, or what I call point C, something that's outside of that straight line, it requires meaningful change. And this change starts with your vision. So there are a couple of ways you can approach this, and I advise using both. Now, the first is by setting a big, tangible goal. I've heard Brian Tracy refer to them as BHAGs, or big, hairy, audacious goals. For example, one IT company I know wanted to move from a $1 million a year company to a $5 million per year company. So that's a big, hairy, audacious goal, right? Quintupling their business is a big goal. Now, another business wanted to build its value so that it could be sold at a healthy profit in 5 years. Another great goal. Or another was to be the top bank in construction lending for the city. So when you set a big tangible goal, or a BHAG, a big hairy audacious goal, this means it's something that doesn't exist yet, and it seems kind of wild, right? That's why it's big and hairy and audacious. And this is going to require change. Your business is going to look different than it looks today. And so you need to envision what that looks like. When you envision what it looks like, you increase the probability that it will become reality. So that's the first part of your vision, is setting this big, hairy, audacious goal. But a vision is also vibrant and descriptive. It's a picture of what your business would look like when it achieves that goal. So part of your vision is to specifically describe your business in the future after it achieves that goal. What will your brand look like? What will it be doing? Describe your passion, the emotions, your convictions. One entrepreneur I know envisioned being interviewed on CNBC about his passion and continuing mission to change the industry. Another business that served teachers talked about the teachers it had worked with looking back on their careers and feeling satisfied that they had made a difference. So they were having conversations with these teachers in the future as they looked back on their careers and said, yeah, I made a difference in that kid's life. The doors of opportunity opened up for that kid because I was in his life. That's a pretty cool vision based on a big, hairy, audacious goal. So one, have a goal. Two, describe the future after you achieve your goal, and that equals your vision. Write it down. What is it? So let's review. The four questions are, my four level one branding questions are, number one, what is your core ideology or what you believe? Number two, what are your core values or how you decide? These are your timeless guiding principles. Question number three, what is your mission or your reason for being, your purpose? Question number four, what is your vision? What will you become? And you can download those in PDF form from the show's website, marketingplanpodcast.com/chapter 2. And if you go through and answer those questions, you have the elements of your story, a plot, a motive, the characters, the exciting conclusion, right? It's just like writing a story, writing a book. So now that we've done that through these questions, let's go back and rewrite the story for that creative design company. You remember the one that I gave you the bullet points for at the beginning, that we are a creative design company, that B, reinvigorates brands with strategic planning, by C, putting together a lead generating website that converts demand into customers. All right, that's a bullet point business, not a brand. So what if it went instead something like this after answering those questions? We believe that creativity should be accessible to everyone. We have that gift of creativity, and we are relentless in giving small businesses access to our gift. We believe that creativity is the key to attracting new customers and building a sustainable business that stands out from the crowd. So our mission is to partner with small businesses to creatively reimagine their business so that customers chase them rather than those businesses wasting so much time and effort on lead generation schemes. That's a story. What's your story? A lot of entrepreneurs resist telling their story, and I think the reason we resist thinking of our business as a story is a lack of confidence in our uniqueness and our specialness. It constantly amazes me that Entrepreneurs will marvel at Fortune 500 companies. They'll fawn over these so-called business gurus, be jealous of their competitors' accomplishments, admire new businesses down the street, and all the time never stop to marvel at themselves and realize the powerful potential of their own story. Have you really thought through these questions? Carefully considered them? I think they're more important than what are you going to sell today? We get too bogged down and involved in the little things like pricing and what color our call to action button will be on the website, and we don't spend enough time exploring our own entrepreneurial soul. The big things, the foundational things, they tend to take care of the little things or make them less important in determining your success. I'm reminded of what a successful entrepreneur once told me a long time ago. She said, "People are more likely to buy what you've got if they get who you are." And if people get who you are, if you have a story, then the color of your call to action button on your website doesn't mean that much. So does that sound like you? Are you more caught up in what you're selling and little details rather than the big picture, your story? If you're running that type of business, try these questions on for size. See if it helps form a story in your mind about your business, one that people can gather around and understand your business and get who you are. And if you're a future entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, let's say you've got this little idea of a business in the back of your mind, before launching that business, write your story. Go ahead and explore in your mind your own motivation, your own passion before you form a business, and instead create a brand, something that people will have a gut feeling about. So I'd like to reiterate something that Mikoski said. You can turn your passion into your story and then turn your story into something bigger, something that matters. I don't think he meant monetary-wise, because obviously he formed a nonprofit business. But focus on that something that matters part, and you may very well receive financial benefits and probably will. But the purpose here is a business that's more meaningful rather than a business that just sells stuff. And I was reminded of that recently by a friend who told me, "Hey, maybe I wasn't meant to change the entire small business world, but maybe God had me right where he wanted me," and that's sharing this time with you. So download those level one branding questions from the show website, marketingplanpodcast.com, chapter 2. And if you would, hey, please subscribe to the show in iTunes or in an RSS feed reader. And more subscription options are coming soon at the website. And also, I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a review on iTunes. In fact, I've heard that every time you leave a review on iTunes, an angel wins its wings. So really, you're doing the business of heaven by leaving a review on iTunes. Okay, next week, chapter 3. I hope you'll join me on this journey of transforming your business into the brand you've always dreamed it could be. My name is Jay Arrett, and together, let's get to point C.
All the stuff we just talked about, it's on the web at marketingplanpodcast.com.